Lent begins February 14th, and so does a brand new Blessed Is She Lent devotional called Rescued. This year, you'll be receiving an excerpt from the Lent devotional every day in your inbox, in lieu of our regular daily Devo. We want to pray with one heart and one mind as the BIS Sisterhood. If you prefer to have the book, head over to blessedisshe.net/Lent to grab your Rescued devotional. Right upon purchase, you'll receive a link to come into the free Blessed Is She app to walk through the Lenten season with us in daily live prayer, small groups, and more. Together, let's look to the Lamb of God who came to rescue each one of us. See you there.
February 8, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Blythe Fike. A humble trust. She replied and said to Jesus, Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps. Mark chapter 7, verse 28. Lord, that I may be like the Canaanite woman in today's gospel. This woman really knew herself. She was no Israelite, no Pharisee, no chosen one of God. See 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 13. The culture at the time communicated this loud and clear, and in this interaction with Jesus Christ, she had nothing to cling to except for her utter dependence on his mercy. And he knew it. I can imagine this moment shared between them, and I see it laden with such tenderness and humor. In the same way one of my kids might come to me and ask for a snack, and I wrap them in my arms and say, Why should I give you a snack? What will you give to me? In humility and trust, they know there is nothing they can really give, but that I will care for them no matter what. I see this moment shared between our Lord and the Canaanite woman similarly, with so much more at stake. For she was seen to be worth nothing in the eyes of the Jews, which Christ himself was, and yet she threw herself at the mercy of him so completely, so humbly, for she knew he was all she had. And truthfully, he is all any of us have. Summing up a homily of St. John Chrysostom, Scott Hahn and Curtis Mitch explain this gospel passage well in their commentary in the Ignatius Study Bible. New Testament, the Canaanite woman signifies repentant souls, incapable of boasting, contrite sinners lean wholly on God's mercy. They recognize their weakness before God and can only beg for blessings, unable to demand from God gifts that he freely bestows. Lord, help us to throw ourselves at your most tender and merciful heart, with no pretense and without reservation. Cover your daughters in your mercy, like the woman in this gospel scene. Amen.